Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Field Goals Podcast. I'm Brandon Schultz. Today on the show, we are going to go through Pete Carroll's Monday press conference after the game. He gets with media every single week, and sometimes we get to hear a little bit more insight than we do from him right after the game, once he has a chance to dig into the tape. And also we get some injury updates too, because right after the game, they don't always have the x-rays or MRIs or whatever they need to determine a player's health going forward. So we get some updates on that. So let's start off with my guy. If you listened to the latest episode of Three In, Three Out, and if you didn't, go back and check it out. Clinton and I took a look at the game. Some of the best things, some of the worst things, all part of Three In, Three Out. And the guy I am talking about, my highlighted player for that episode, was defensive tackle Brian Monet. Here's what Pete had to say about Monet's performance.
Yeah, I think it stood out the most. He had the most special plays for, I think, in one game. You know, the hits on the quarterback in particular, the line of scrimmage is really good. He's always good there, but he had a good day getting in the backfield, you know, on the QB, and remarkably well executed hits on the quarterback where he didn't get penalized, because he had a couple big shots, and he did it really well and did it exactly the way you need to and for the opportunity. So that was, you know, it takes a lot away from it when you pound a guy in the dirt and then they throw a flag on you. He did not let that happen. So he played a really good ball game, and he continues to be a big force. You know, we love playing with the big guys, and he's a factor.
Coach Carroll also offered his thoughts on Russell Wilson's performance.
Oh, he played terrific. Yeah, he only missed a couple things that he could have done differently, and was very efficient. It was an excellent first game.
If you go back to last week, one of my concerns going into this game is that they were going to go way too run heavy to start this game. They didn't, and they actually ran the ball on the ground very well. Chris Carson had an outstanding day, not over 100 yards outstanding day, but he was almost there. A couple more carries, he gets it. And then on the defensive side of the ball, there was that concern of how they'd be able to handle Jonathan Taylor. So here's what P had to say about the Seahawks' dominance in the run game on both sides of the football.
I thought the running game on both sides of the ball was really good for us. And again, I go back to, you know, they had only allowed 3.7 or something a rush for the whole season last year, and we got off to 140 and over 5 yards of carry. That was a good accomplishment for us. And on the other side of it, they're a really good running team too last year. Jonathan had a big year, tons of yards after contact, and so we had a lot of respect for them and had to, you know, try to keep them in check, which I felt like we did. You know, they picked up some yards late in the game when they ran the ball, and we were just kind of just running the clock and all that. So I thought, all in all, we did a really nice job of corralling him. We could have tackled a little bit better, missed some tackles and bounced off some stuff, because he's a really good runner. That's why he gets yards after contact. But what it takes, John, it takes discipline. It's discipline. The game is really measured in terms of the run, about how you play in terms of relative spacing. Spacing between the blocks and the defenders, and that's where the discipline needs to take place. You have to play the schemes properly and play in coordination with the guy next to you and behind you, and it just takes the real strict approach. It's not just all blood and guts and hard-nosed stuff. It's really about the technical side of it and playing the scheme well, and we did that pretty well. And last year we were a pretty good run team too, and so it's a good start for us. And whether you're playing base or nickel, you got to use it all. And we still have to fit our guys in. The DB's got to work with the line and the linebackers, and all of that is what it calls for.
Wrapping up Pete's comments on player performances, here's what he had to say about Marquise Blair and his chance at getting the nickel job full time.
We're just going to keep going with the rotation at this point. I felt, and I think Marquise did too, that it was good to get back out there. And, you know, it was a little bit new, more new to him than maybe he would have anticipated. Remember, since last second game of the year, he's played 17 snaps going, you know, going into this time. So he's still just getting going. And so he's going to play a lot better and a lot more, I think, comfortable. I think he was a little bit on edge, just trying to do things exactly right, and wasn't quite as cutting loose as he will be. Ugo did a really nice job again, really added to the looks and the disguises and all that kind of stuff. And these guys are playing; they're challenging each other, and it's what competition does, you know. And these guys are going to give us really good play. So we'll see. I can't call it yet.
Moving on to injury updates, I said off the top, sometimes we have more updates with regard to certain players, but in the case of Ethan Posick, it sounds like Coach Carroll doesn't have all the answers just yet.
I haven't heard the results of the testing on Ethan yet, but he got a sprained knee, and we'll have to wait and see how serious it is.
Two players sustained concussions in the game on Sunday, Dee Eskridge and Penny Hart. Here were Coach Carroll's comments on the players in the concussion protocol.
It's going to take, you know, a couple of days to get it done. They're not the same. They're individual cases, and we'll treat them, of course, individually. But there's a time frame sequence that they have to follow through to make it back. So nothing to make a prediction about right now, other than, you know, we'll see what happens all the way to Wednesday. And that's when it kind of starts the thing back towards their return.
And the last injury update I have is Pete Carroll's injury update on running back Rashad Penny.
Yeah, he's got a calf strain, and so it'll take us a bit to figure out, you know, what the return would be on that. He ran really well when he ran the other night, so we're gonna miss him. Looks like this week, you know, we won't know. We'll let you know how that goes, but. It would, you know, Alex is ready to go, and both Homer and DJ have done, you know, they're ready to go too. So we're in good shape. We had four running backs up this week, so we're in pretty good shape at the position. Unfortunately, if it takes them a couple weeks, and we'll figure out how to handle that.
Finally, let's close this out with some division rival talk, and the catfishing 49ers, the catfishing Rams, and the catfishing Cardinals all got wins on Sunday. Pete Carroll talked about the strong start that the Seahawks division rivals also got off to on Sunday.
The division just came out roaring, and a lot of points scored, a lot of big plays, a lot of exceptional play. I got a chance to catch the highlights from the other teams, you know, flying home last night, and there was just one big play after another. So, you know, what do you expect? It's arguably one of the toughest divisions in the league, and there's no doubt in it, you know. And so from the start, it's just going to make us have to be better. That's what this means. But pretty heralded opening.
And that's going to do it for today's show. A big thanks to Wilson Kahn for helping to produce this episode. You can follow him on Twitter at Wilson_Kahn, Conn. I'm going to be back a little bit later this week, previewing the Titans game. And then I'll have a preview as well with Clinton Bonner and Phil Leidick. So stay tuned for that. Check out fieldgoals.com. If you missed the Monday night football game and you missed the commentary with Russell Wilson, Peyton, and Eli Manning, it was on a different stream. But if you saw that, it was kind of entertaining listening to Russell talk a little bit with the two Mannings. And they were on as that Monday night football game was going into overtime. And so we got to hear Russell Wilson's take on what he would do if the game in overtime ends in a tie as a way to break that tie. So check that out. Willie Keeler has the article for you up at fieldgoals.com. Also very cool to see John Rattigan, the Seahawks linebacker out of Army, promoted to the 53-man roster. John P. Gilbert has the article on that. Some other transaction news as well, and the latest with Josh Gordon. So check it out, fieldgoals.com. And until next time, Go Hawks!